Sergeant Dana Hoffman?
Huffman, H-U-F-F-M-A-N.
All right, where are you at there, Sarge?
I'm in Baghdad.
Baghdad, Iraq. Okay. And what unit are you with?
The 321st ITAM Air.
ITAM Air?
ITAM, I-T-A-M.
Air.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what's your hometown?
Columbia, South Carolina.
Yahoo!
Woohoo! Go Gamecocks!
Yeah. You got our ex-coach there. Okay, well, let me turn. I got to turn something down here because they didn't send me anything, so I was just waiting to see, and that's my dog saying hello. Hold on a second.
Just a minute.
All right.
Just a minute.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know. Okay. Oh, life is good when you have a dog that talks. All right, Sergeant, are you ready?
Sure.
Okay. I'm going to give you a five-second countdown, and then when we get done with the interview, I'm going to let you know how you can hear the broadcast. Oh. This will be heard later today on the radio in Tampa, and then it'll be heard on the weekend on Troop Talk Radio, which is a program that's heard around the country on Saturdays.
Okay.
Here we go. 5 seconds. Five, four, three, two, one. Intro starts.
Hello?
I'm here.
Okay.
And welcome, everybody, to Troop Talk Radio, Voice of the Troops. And we are speaking today to another soldier serving over in one of the forward AORs. This time, we're speaking with Sergeant Dana Huffman, who happens to be from Columbia, South Carolina, calling us live from Baghdad, Iraq. Sergeant Huffman, how you doing today?
Well, it's a little hot.
Oh, I imagine.
All right.
But do us a favor and do yourself a favor and say a hello to everybody and anybody who might be listening, including your friends in South Carolina.
Well, hello, Columbia. Mom, Dad, and my rest of my family in Gamecock country. Sure do miss all of you, and I miss home a bunch.
All right. Well, you're currently serving in Baghdad with the 321st ITAM Air. Now, what is it that they do for the great U.S. of A?
Well, our unit currently advises the Iraqi Air Force
mm-hmm.
on how to set up their Air Force and basically run it like we do in America.
Now, when you say Air Force, what type of aircraft are they flying right now over there?
Right now, they're in the process of purchasing various types of aircraft. Right now, they just got the helicopters, and they've got a couple of C-130s, but that's all for right now.
Okay, how long have you been in Iraq, Sergeant?
I'm working on my 9th month. I have a 1-year tour.
So you're a short timer.
Pretty much. I got 100 days and counting.
All right. Well, I know that feeling from years ago. Now, Sergeant, what was the biggest adjustment? You said it's hot over there, but what was the biggest adjustment going from the States over to Iraq?
Leaving my children and my husband behind.
Mm-hmm. And
that was the hardest part.
I know that's rough, but is it fairly easy to communicate with them, say, by the computer and Skype and email and all that?
Oh, yes. There's been great lengths taken to make sure that we have the ability to communicate with our family. A lot of times we'll get free calls at home. AT&T provides a really great service for family members and for active duty members. We have free internet through SPAWAR, which is operated by the Navy. And, of course, they have a service here through MIT and the AFES program that allows us to purchase our personal internet. And we can Skype and call home and get on the Internet. It's not as fast as home, but it's better than nothing.
All right, and folks, we're speaking today with Sergeant Dana Huffman. She's over in Baghdad, Iraq, her hometown, Columbia, South Carolina, with the 321st ITAM Air over there supporting the Iraqi Air Force. Well, Sergeant, how long have you been in the military?
18 and a half years.
And are you planning on making a career out of it?
I believe so.
Okay, and, you know, they say never volunteer in the Army, but have you volunteered to take some of that higher educational training and perhaps go after a degree of some sort?
Oh, absolutely. In the Air Force and all the services, they pay 100% tuition, so yes, absolutely.
So I guess that means we can see you at a South Carolina Gamecocks football game coached by Steve Spurrier, the ex-Florida coach, sometime soon when you get back, huh?
Absolutely. I'm really rooting for him. I think this is going to be their year. I'm really praying.
Yep. Could very well be. They've got a very good team. And, folks, we are speaking today live Baghdad, Iraq, with Sergeant Dana Huffman. She's with the 321st ITAM Air over there, hometown Columbia, South Carolina. Well, what kind of day do you have when you go to work over there? About what time do you rise and shine, and what time do you pack it in, Sergeant?
Well, it's about oh dark 30 sometimes, but usually I get up at around 0600, and the day ends right around 1800. I work on comm requirements and helping the Iraqi Air Force and their equipment sometimes, and basically taking care of my unit and their comm requirements.
Well, I am very much aware of what oh dark 30 means because I get up at that time in the morning all the time, and my little noisy dog likes to go outside and walk around and see all his pals, and, you know, that's his best time of the day because it's nice and cool yet because it's kind of hot down here in Florida, hot in South Carolina, but you said it was roaring, raging hot over there. What's the temperature today, do you know?
Today was, right now it's peaking right at about 121.
Wow. No way, no way. You can have that, and I'm sure you'll love to get back in South Carolina weather as soon as you can.
Oh, yes, yes, absolutely.
All right, well, Sergeant Huffman, everybody wants to know when they send things to the troops, what is it that you would really like to get that you don't seem to be able to get from home? So tell the audience what it is you'd like to get over there.
Oh, we get so much, and we really appreciate it. Some of the things that would be really nice to have is baby wipes. We always like the baby wipes. We can't seem to get enough of those. That really helps us keeping the dust cleaned off our face and hands.
Yep.
And we love Rice Krispie treats, and any kind of chips from home is great.
Okay,
absolutely.
As long as it's not chocolate because it'd melt before it got there, right?
Pardon me, sir?
As long as it's not chocolate because it'd melt before it got there, right?
Unfortunately, you can send chocolate in the wintertime over here. It gets a little cooler here and it's pretty decent. But right now, chocolate would not be ideal. It would be very melted before it got
here. I have been told from my impeccable female interviewees that I've spoken to in the past, not only in Iraq, but in Afghanistan and Qatar and other places around the world serving America, that they always like getting the nice, smelly stuff. Is that true?
Absolutely. It would be nice if we got some nice lotions and bath gels and anything that smells like a flower or citrus. It would be anything that doesn't smell like a guy.
Or sand. Or sand, right?
Or that.
All right, and we're speaking, folks, today with Sergeant Dana Huffman. She is over in Baghdad, Iraq, with the 321st ITAM Air Group, and her hometown, Columbia, South Carolina. She's all about the Gamecocks. That's her favorite team. Now, I'm assuming that when you get home, other than dropping down to kiss the ground, the first thing you're going to do is look for your family, right?
Absolutely.
All right, and then
baby girls and a husband.
All right, very good. And then as things progress along, do you have something you do you want to do when you get home? What's the first thing you want to do?
I'm going to drink the tallest ice-cold beer that you can imagine.
All right, and I'm sure that there's plenty of those places around Columbia, if not very far from the college campus, too, right?
Five Points is a pretty cool place to hang out, especially at Sharky's.
There you go. See, I knew you knew where that was. I just had a feeling about that
yeah.
One. And Sergeant Huffman, a couple more questions here. Does your family have a military history?
Absolutely. My father-in-law and my father, my husband, and both of my grandfathers have all served in the U.S. Army.
Okay, and you found your way over to Baghdad. And what people always want to know about Iraq is it seems to, and correct me if I'm wrong, it seems to be that the Iraqis have stood up much taller, much prouder. They seem to be taking charge of their country and their own destiny. Am I wrong in that, or am I seeing what I'm seeing?
You're absolutely right. They have a strong, they're very proudful, and they enjoy having the Americans here. They've really learned a lot from us, and they're embracing a lot of our advice to them and incorporating it into their own world and making their own military their own. And they're ready to stand up on their own. They're doing a great job. They really are.
And I'm sure you've made a lot of friends over there whom you're going to miss, but you'll probably be able to stay in contact with via email and the mail, right?
Oh, absolutely. They're really friendly people. They're very caring. And right now they're going through something called Ramadan. It's kind of like our Christmas. It's
yes.
their religious holiday.
Yes.
And so during the heat, during the day, they don't eat or drink. But at night, it's a party every night for them. They get to eat. They get to drink their favorite drinks and stuff like that, teas, fruit juices, what have you. And they're, for the majority of them, they're very friendly people, very God-fearing, very loving. And they really enjoyed having us here. Despite some of the reports that you might see on the news, yes, there are bombings and stuff, but that's just a country that's resurrecting from an old regime that's making their own way. And I believe wholeheartedly that they will, with our help.
Absolutely. And, folks, we've been speaking today with Sergeant Dana Huffman. She is over in Baghdad, Iraq, calling us live from there with the 321st ITAM Air Unit over there. Her hometown's Columbia, South Carolina. And one last time, Sergeant, give a shout-out to everybody and anybody that's listening. And keep in mind, those people serving over there with you in Iraq will be able to hear us via the podcast a little bit later and the DIVIDS website, the DOD DIVIDS website.
All right. Well, I want to thank the people of America and my hometown, Columbia, so much for your support. Mom, Dad, I love you. Dad Huffman and Misty, can't wait to see the new baby, my new niece that's already here, and go Gamecocks.
Okay, folks, the Captain's America Radio Show and Troop Talk Radio rolls on, and I've got two famous last words from a fire rescue captain for you, Sergeant Huffman. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Stay low.
I will.
All right, folks, we'll
Thank
be right
you.
Back. Don't go anywhere.
All right.
Okay, that was excellent. And now, have you got a pencil and paper so I can tell you how to hear this?
Sure.
Okay. The website is simply the Captain's America, all one word, lowercase, thecaptainsamerica.us, and there'll be a podcast of this show put up later tonight when I get back and get everything done. Probably around 9
okay.
o'clock Eastern Time, which is about 4 or so in the morning, I think, over there where you're at. So you'll be able to
mm-hmm.
hear it tomorrow morning. But for anybody that you know that's in the state
mm-hmm.
of Florida, we can be heard across the I-4 corridor all the way to Daytona Beach, up to Jacksonville, up to Lake City, down to Fort Myers, straight across to Fort Pierce, and up in the panhandle of Florida for anybody that you know. So if you know somebody in England, Air Force Base, Patrick Air Force Base, MacDill Air Force Base, they will hear you today at 4:05.
Oh, great.
Okay, so
great.
If you got anybody
that lives there and
there you go.
Pinellas Park.
There you go. Well, Pinellas Park, that's kind of in the backyard, not very far across the bay from where we're at.
Yeah.
So, but that's, and the podcast, you'll be able to get that, and that'll be yours forever because you can just save that and keep that. But like I say, DIVIDS usually records this and they put it up on their website.
Okay.
All right.
And I can just send this over to my family to give
sure.
them the email, and they can figure out when it's going to broadcast
yeah.
in the Columbia,
well,
South Carolina
yeah.
area.
Yep. And the Troop Talk Radio is heard Saturday afternoons at 3 p.m. in the afternoon across the country, and it is heard up there in the Fort Jackson area, and that's up there pretty close where you're at, I believe.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep. And you have a great day, and stay cool.
I will. I'll try.
All right. Bye-bye now.
You too. Bye.